coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Film Room. He's NFL Films' Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. And Greg, looking at D tackles in this segment, and this is a really interesting group. You got to start with Sharif Floyd from Florida, Philly zone, who some people say is maybe the best D lineman for this draft.
I would be one of those people.
Yes.
I love Sharif Floyd, and I put on the tape, and I knew his story. I didn't know much about him as a player other than seeing some Saturday afternoon football. So I put the tape in, and I got to tell you, he was off the charts. He basically played three technique, which means he lines up between the guard and the tackle. He was an explosive athlete. He's what I call a tackle for loss player. He got into the backfield and made plays in the backfield. I think he's arguably the best player in the draft.
Wow.
Not just the best defensive tackle.
Do you buy the Warren Sapp comparison?
Well, the style of play is similar, yes, because he's a three technique with great penetration ability, and he gets into the backfield. That's what Warren Sapp did in his prime. So as styles of player, yeah, it's similar.
All right, Greg, our next player is Star Lotulelei from Utah, and he's an interesting player in that one executive told me, he said, he's not just a nose tackle. He said, you can move this guy along the line.
Yeah.
You see that?
We're going to call him Star, by the way.
Thank you. Okay. Easier said than done.
Yes, we're going to call him Star. He's really an intriguing player because he's a bigger body type. I mean, it's not like he weighs 340, 350.
Right.
He's 320, but his body type is a little more stout, but he's really light on his feet, which is exactly why the person you spoke to said that you can move him around, because he has traits of a three technique, which is a quickness position, but he also has traits of a powerful player, and I'm not going to compare him to Haloti Ngata. He's not Haloti Ngata, but he has traits of being a physical, two-gap, shed offensive lineman, move them, stalemate them, defeat them, go make a play. So he is multiple in his uses, and I'm curious as to where he'll play in a base defense. Will he be seen as a 3-4 player? Will he be seen as a 4-3 player? I'll be very curious about that.
All right, now, Sheldon Richardson from Missouri, Greg. There's another guy. You look at him, where do you line him up?
Great athlete. Great athlete. He, to me, is a true 3 technique, just like Sharif Floyd. Very, very athletic. That's what stands out about this D-tackle class, Adam, is you have athletes. Sheldon Richardson is another guy. The first thing that jumps out is this guy moves not like a 300-pound man. This kid is athletic, and he is another guy who presses to the play.
Unbelievable. Look at him move. Yeah. That surprises me. Wow.
He presses to the – I mean, look at that movement.
For a guy as big as he is.
And I really, really liked him on film. He's not quite Sharif Floyd, but I think he's a similar style player.
Right now, University of Alabama has some really good players for this draft. Jesse Williams is a guy who's a D lineman. What do you think?
Another one of my favorite players in this draft. And I guess a lot of people might disagree with me, but usually that doesn't impact my my viewpoint.
Right.
I think that Jesse Williams, when I watch him on film, is not that far off our buddy Star. I don't think there's a significant difference in the way they play and the way they can be used.
Hmm.
Now, Jesse Williams is a kid who does not have a lot of experience. I think some people might be concerned about durability, and that's a factor. I understand that. But I'm just talking about the play on the film. I think Jesse Williams is a similar player to Star. Great athleticism and movement for that kind of body type.
It's funny. I'm at the Senior Bowl, and I see this kid. He looked like he was 350, and ironically, John Jenkins is just under that, 346. But for a guy who's big as he is, I thought he moved fairly well.
Jenkins?
Yeah.
Jenkins has light feet for a guy that size. And the big question to me with a guy like Jenkins, and this impacts his draft position, is how many snaps does he play in a game?
Good point.
Because at the end of the day, if you feel like he's a 20-snap guy or a 25-snap guy, I don't know. Is he a first-round pick? Maybe not. But I think for a guy that size, quite frankly, he moves really, really well.
Now, Ohio State's got John Hankins, a guy that not a lot of people talk about for the draft.
No, another quick guy. And I've heard some people make the Vince Wilfork comparison with him. I'm not quite sure I see it to that extent, but I understand that because there are plays when you watch Hankins where his quickness is really good, really good for a big man. You know, he's... I don't mean this in a negative way, but he's a little fat around the midsection. He's a big man and who doesn't look really well built. I guess you could say that about with Vince Wilfork too.
And right. He moves really well.
So Hankins is a guy that I thought had some inconsistency in his movement. There were times you watched him and I went, wow, that guy moves really well. And then there were other games I watched where I thought he got stalemated, particularly by double teams, which he's going to have to take on and defeat in the NFL. So he's a very interesting prospect because he does show the kind of movement you like.
Now, speaking of movements you like, we're going to continue this trend of guys who move well for their size. And Sylvester Williams out of UNC, I watched this guy at the Senior Bowl. First time I had a chance to see him, I'm like, wow, for this guy's size, he moves really well.
Yeah, and I think he's another guy that's more of a three technique, although he has played one technique between the guard and the center. And I think at the end of the day, he's another guy that moves really well. And we're going to see him here at the Senior Bowl. Again, here he's lined up right here in front of the linebacker at the three technique position. Mm-hmm. This is Sylvester Williams. And he's a really good athlete as well, a very good mover. You don't see it here, and he's played very hard on that play, pressing to the play. But there were times watching him where I thought that he made great initial moves, really looked quick and explosive, but then I don't want to say stopped. I'm not saying he didn't play with effort, but he wasn't a finisher at times, the same way that I thought Floyd and Richardson were from Missouri. But I think Williams has great ability, and I think that if he can be a more constant and consistent finisher, you could see this kid get drafted in the top 20, top 25 easily.
And it's all about coaching, obviously, at the next level.
All right.
Kawan Short from Purdue, Greg, another under-the-radar guy not a lot of people talk about.
Most frustrating player I watched at defensive tackle.
Okay.
Because to me, he was a teaser, Adam. He showed traits at times, and you went, wow. But he didn't play hard all the time.
Mm.
Always bothers me. Disappeared at times because of lack of consistent effort. And then all of a sudden, he'd flash and make a play, and you'd say to yourself, not that many guys at that size can make a play like that. So I'm struggling with him, but I would understand if people really like him because the athletic movement traits are there on tape, just not often enough for me, and I'm bothered by what I perceived as a lack of consistent
effort. And obviously, you're watching coaching tape, and coaches...
So I'm seeing every play.
Right. You're seeing what NFL people are seeing, and obviously, if you're seeing it, they're seeing it. So that's something to look at.
If you put up... We've said this about quarterbacks over the years. Mm-hmm. If you put up Kawan Short's top 25 plays on a tape, you'd say, oh, my God, this guy's great.
Could be a top 10 pick based on this play.
Right. But if you then put up his 25 worst plays, you'd say this guy's a free agent. And when there's a big disparity like that with a player
in my mind,
then I struggle where you draft that guy.
I agree with you. One thing I think we learned with these D tackles, they're big-time athletes. I don't think there's
really
any question
about
it.
Better athletes, I think, than maybe we've ever seen in one draft at the D-tackle position.
I agree with you. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Keep watching us inside the film room.
They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryan's.